Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Josh Costell is here. Josh is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, about 8 years plus now, and he is the author of The Science of Sales Success, one of my favorites. He is the founder of Applied Knowledge Systems. He also works with an energy organization called Tozer Energy Systems, but more importantly, and the thing that I know his mother is the most proud of him for, he's a member of our Brain Trust. Josh Costell, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. Hey, Josh, I was telling the audience before you came on the air when I was telling them you were going to join us, that you were going to talk to us about customers, and I said that there is no quandary, there's no debate, there's no question that it's not a matter of whether the chicken came first or the egg came first. Neither in the marketplace, neither one of them came first. The customer comes first. What do you think?
Always. Absolutely. And the challenge that we have with, you know, I think the balance that you always try to strike in business and with sales is that the customer comes first, but you also can't want something more than someone wants for themselves. And I think often in sales...
That's a hard lesson for salespeople, isn't it?
It is. You know, and Jim, you and I have talked about this. You know, as a matter of fact, I was at the trade show, and I saw a longtime salesperson, and we got into an interesting conversation that I think is very applicable on things that you and I have talked about. Is that he was having a great year last year. In the middle of the recession, he had a tremendous year. And we talked about it, and we really both were discussing that there's only one key that I'm aware of in all my years working with sales. The key to productivity is the salespeople that make the fastest, most well-qualified advance or abandon decision are usually the most productive. I know no other trick to it. You know, do I stay with this customer, or is it time to say goodbye and look for a new one?
You know, I probably have never told you this, but my audience has heard me say this. When I was coming up as a pup, we were taught the concept of a China egg. Have you heard me talk? I mentioned which comes first, the chicken or the egg, earlier. A China egg is farmers use China eggs. Back in the day, when hens would sit on nests, you know, chickens don't lay their egg for your breakfast. They lay eggs to make little chickens. And so they lay a bunch of eggs, and they sit on them and hatch chickens. Well, if you want those eggs, if you don't leave something behind, they won't keep laying. So farmers would leave China eggs in the nest so that the hens would keep laying and take the fresh eggs out. But the one thing that we always know about a China egg is it will never hatch. And so I've talked about forecasting sales a lot lately. I've written about it. I've talked about it. We got a video coming up on that, Josh. And one of the things that in the pipeline, the sales pipeline, when you're forecasting sales, at some point in time, you got to say, okay, I know I forecasted this, but it looks like it's going to be a China egg. It's never going to hatch. And as you said, you got to move on.
Right. And exactly. And so the real issue now comes out is, you know, I think would be most helpful is really what are the signs that you're on the way to laying a China egg, right? And the one that we always try to do is, and what we're going to talk about and give examples about, is giving a homework assignment. You know, the interesting thing about customers is that they will, you know, they would have told you on the first sales call why the reasons they couldn't do business with you if you would have asked them. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't get any more joy than we do when they tell it to you on the 10th sales call, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you say, hey, you think you could have told me this earlier? And I, you know, I had one when I was younger, I had one customer say to me, you think you could have asked me? You know, 9 sales calls ago.
Right.
Okay, got it. And so, Jim, you know, we have a thing that we call a call for action or a homework assignment mm-hmm. that we like to give to customers. And depending on your business, it changes, you know, whether you're a large company or a small company. And a homework assignment is really a call for action. Homework assignment is we know what the customers usually ask us to do, right? They ask us to work up a proposal.
Right.
Can you bring a trial product over to let us look like? Can you take us, you know, can you try to give us a different combination? And they give us all these different homework assignments.
A lot of times it's sometimes it's an objection that turns
right.
into it turns into a project.
Right, exactly. And so the key is, what are some of the homework assignments that we're asking the customer to do, you know, that shows that we're both still in
right.
sync, that we're both working together towards a common
well,
goal.
And that they're motivated to find out if this is a way of qualifying them. If they'll do the homework, if they'll contribute to the project, to your relationship, then you've got a reason to believe that they're going to buy from somebody. They just haven't decided who. What would be an example of homework that you would give a customer?
Well, a homework assignment would be, say if you needed to do an analysis to show how your product or service impacts your business, ask them to get the bills for you. Mm-hmm. Maybe they need to get their cash spending on this category or that
category. So what you want to ask them, you don't want to ask them to do homework in the form of producing something for you necessarily, because they don't like homework. But you could say, all right, I've got to, if I'm going to do this proposal, I need these 3 pieces of information. Can you get that for me?
Right. And the only thing that I would add to it is I would say, I need these 3 pieces of information for your benefit, and here they are. It'll allow
right.
you to make,
right.
you know, asking them to do these things is getting to the real root, which is, I want both of us to make a well-informed
right.
decision.
It's a way of telling folks if your customer is motivated at least to buy something from somebody, and hopefully, because you may be the only one asking them for this, don't think that your competitors may not even ask them for that. It could be a way of differentiating yourself. We'll be right back with Josh Costell. His book is called The Science of Sales Success. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.